From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. It's business as usual for a national craft and hobby store at the center of the debate over birth control and religious freedom. Opponents of the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision have protested at some of the chain's 600 locations nationwide. But as WLRN Miami Herald intern Carla Javier tells us, the controversy has not slowed down the store's move into South Florida.
The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that for-profit companies like Hobby Lobby are not required to provide employees coverage for birth control if it conflicts with the owner's religious beliefs. The Sun Sentinel reports that this year, Hobby Lobby plans to open at least 4 South Florida locations in addition to a store in Davie, which has been open since April. Planned Parenthood of South Florida and the Treasure Coast told the paper that they are worried about the employees who will lose access to birth control. However, currently, they have no plans to protest outside the South Florida Hobby Lobby stores. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
The City of Fort Lauderdale and Florida Atlantic University School of Architecture have proposed to transform a vacant property on Sistrunk Boulevard into an urban studio. The studio will host student projects like urban gardens, art installations, and sustainable living efforts in the community. Economic and Reinvestment Community Director Al Battle says Sistrunk Boulevard is one of the city's redevelopment areas.
We've invested a great deal of money in making the physical environment more business-friendly and more attractive. Now we see this partnership as being a way to, you know, get a legitimate brand name on the corridor in addition to the existing businesses that are here.
The project is still in the early stages, but Battle says he hopes FAU can start working there this fall semester. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.